This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Party nominations are up for grabs for U.S. Senate, the state legislature, school boards, and more in Colorado's primary election today. Voter Troy Call dropped off his ballot in Denver. He says it's an important year to vote in all elections, big or small.
You know, you can't complain about what's going on if you don't have a say in what's going on. So I feel like if I vote, I have a little more ground to walk on with arguments, discussions, things like that. Our country is in crisis and we need to make huge changes.
Ballots are due tonight by 7. Colorado Democrat Joe Neguse and other House members have released a roadmap they say will combat climate change. CPR's Caitlin Kim has more.
The 500-page document includes several of Neguse's proposals, including investing in climate science and open spaces, as well as helping communities become climate resilient. Neguse says there are bipartisan proposals in the plan, ones that could move even in a Republican-controlled Senate.
I've never believed that any governmental body is impervious to public opinion, and that includes the United States Senate. So I think as folks continue to lift their voices in support of bold climate action, our elected leaders will be responsive to that need and will ultimately act accordingly.
But if Republicans don't act, it's also a marker put down by Democrats if the political balance in Congress changes in 2021. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
CDOT says I-70 is back open near Byers, east of Aurora. The interstate had closed due to a wildfire that's now burned more than 100 acres and threatened homes. This is CPR News.